February 13th, 1984. Mail story. I looked down into the snow-drifted car park and watched a car waiting for Frankie. Its exhaust smoked and drifted in the wind.
The Unforgiven by Barbara Machin.
It was day 4 minutes past midnight, and Jilly Bristow's pale hands lay on the bench under an arc light, damp and gelatinous, and cut off above the wrist. The smell was indelible. 1 hour before.
Oh, God.
Oh, you'll get used to it. Here, use this.
What is it?
Vicks. Shove it up your nose. Breathe through your mouth. Listen, if you're not up to this, Mel, you have to say.
No, it's fine. I know this stuff's working. Please, just go and get some kip. I want to carry on.
Okay. Let me just cut the hands off first, and then you can get on with the photographs. And then I want you to go through the PM notes on the other 4 girls. I'll need all the nail scrapings to see if we can get more out of them.
Okay.
Frankie quietly severed the hands. I struggled. Jilly Bristow, 20, my age. Lost for 3 years, sealed in black plastic and thrown into a deep and silent lake, had wrapped herself in the glassy works of adipocea. Frankie had cut round the wrist and gave a gentle tug and a twist, and dumped them both on a bench under a cover. My heart lifted. She trusted me. While the team was sleeping, I would push this case forward. The hands waited. Frankie needed the scrapings, but I had to take the fingerprints first. She'd already explained how, so why wait? I could be buying her time. The skin slid off like a jellied gauntlet. Ugh, I nearly threw up. Then I remembered Frankie and I had to impress her. The hand lay on the paper damply like a washing up glove. I took a hit of the Vicks straight from the jar. Okay, now the next. Oh God, fingers aren't coming away. Maybe if I just slide them. Oh no, God, fingers have come off.
That wasn't your job.
You said it was easy.
If you're a forensic scientist.
I'm sorry to ring you.
I was on my way back anyway.
Then
I changed my mind.
I just wanted to get ahead.
Oh, but instead you've bugged it up. Oh, Jesus, Mel, the nails have fallen off.
I put all the others in separate boxes.
You did what?
The others came off too when I put my fingers inside the fingers to take the prints.
Mel, I have got to be able to stand up in court and say there is no possibility of any contamination. How can I? You've had these out all over the bench where I've had all kinds of other trays.
I'm so sorry.
The girl is depending on us.
I know, that's why I just...
This isn't the time for heroics. So get over it, right? It's done. Bring the torn hand over to the microwave and we'll give it 10-second bursts to dry out a bit, make it more flexible, and then we'll try again.
I tried to find ways of saying sorry, but there were none. I was gutted.
How you doing?
Fine.
We've had a few problems, but we've got all the scrapings now, just analysing. Astrid's going to help me.
Team briefing, 30 minutes, yeah?
Yeah.
Fine. Thank you, are you okay?
Of course.
You took all your things.
Well, I mean, it's probably best that I keep here now.
No, there's no need.
Hey. Listen, I'm really glad that Kate's back.
Kate's staying doesn't change anything. Frankie. Has she said anything?
No. Look, this is my fault.
No, Mel, it's not.
No, I called her back and I'm...
I think Kate arriving's upset her. Look, Kate's come in with me and I said I'd drive her to the station, but Spencer needs me.
Of course, I'll take her.
Oh, thanks, Mel.
And I'm so glad for you that she's back.
It's early days, but, yeah.
Mm.
Kate slid in next to me wordlessly. You're so like your mum.
I guess. Everyone knows everything then?
No. No, not at all. Nothing's easy. I was adopted.
Oh, great. So you understand everything?
No, of course not. I mean... Sorry. You're not leaving, are you?
What's it to you?
If you are, please don't. Not like this. Trust me.
You're a cop, so actually I don't.
You came back for money.
She told you.
No. No way, she wouldn't. You wouldn't just doorstep otherwise. It's a loss of control, right? You were too desperate, so you had to, and now you've got what you need, you think you can go?
This is nothing to do with you.
Grace is. And she deserves a chance.
You don't know anything about me or her.
Now, I've seen how she's been waiting for you to ring and how anxious she is right now.
I don't feel anything.
That's years of telling yourself you won't.
That's enough, okay, or I'll get out and find my own way.
Okay, but... Look, for what it's worth, I vowed I'd never forgive my birth mother. That whatever her reasons, there'd never be anything she could say or do. But I know now if I ever found her, I'd have to give her a chance. Give myself a chance. Here's a number for when you get back. Thanks.
Mel, where have you been?
Sorry, I just had to...
Look, I need a favour. I know you're busy, but...
Sure.
My wedding.
Oh, God. And you meant to be organised?
Doing everything, yes. So could you ring the florist?
Oh, Spencer.
It's more a woman's thing.
I'm not a woman. I mean, I'm really no good at...
Deliveries can't get through due to the snow. We ordered red roses and white tulips, and now we have to change both.
Yeah, but that's good. I mean, it's incredibly unlucky, red and white. Didn't you know?
No, Mel, obviously not.
It means death. Blood and bandages, my granny used to say.
Let's just keep that away from my fiancé, shall we?
It's fine, you're changing them.
The flowers, Mel, not the entire colour scheme.
Are you sure?
No, not sure, thanks, as now I'll be imagining half the guests will be thinking our marriage is doomed.
Ah, yeah, right, sorry. No, I'm on it. Forget I said anything.
I'm trying, Mel. Very hard. 10 minutes, yeah?
I was sitting at Frankie's desk.
So you'll confirm the price later?
Persuading an hysterical florist to put together a combination of the unluckiest flowers on the planet was easy compared to making things right with Frankie.
Yeah, he's busy. Okay, thank you. Bye.
I studied a photo in a small leather frame. It was Frankie, in a dark overcoat, laughing, looking right at the camera. Her arms around a bloke, another overcoat. His arms around her, protectively. His face turned down towards her, floppy hair. And then I realised. It was Boyd. And it struck me that I'd never seen Frankie laughing before. So openly. Unguarded, happy.
Mel.
All sorted.
I've just rung Clyde Bristow. He's expecting you.
Spencer, no, I'm needed here.
I couldn't tell him we'd found her body over the phone. You're his contact. He's been praying for this.
He thinks he has.
Thanks, Mel.
Maybe Grace.
She's busy.
What do I say? If he asked to see her.
You explain carefully why he absolutely cannot.
It was barely light. The snow had stopped and the clouds parted. Low winter sun hit the iced roads. Every house in the street had tried to clear paths and drives, but Clive Bristow's semi was still engulfed and frozen over. The for sale sign still flagging a house full of misery. I stood on his doorstep. And the thought of my own dad. The reality of what had happened hit me out of nowhere. Exactly this time last year. Blindsiding. I walked through that door all over again.
Is he silver? No. No, please.
Sorry.
No, don't. Come in.
Sorry. I'm so, so sorry.
Please, I know why you've come. Oh, it's okay.
It's not okay.
Yeah. When DC Jordan rang, he couldn't say why, but I knew.
We found her, Clive.
Yeah.
What do you need to know?
Please, too many pictures in my head. I don't want them.
Would you like me to tell your wife?
I'll do it. She won't come back for the funeral. She said she had to say goodbye when she left the country. It was me who needed Jilly back. You're sure? Yes, sir.
She was wearing a St. Christopher.
Yes, her confirmation. Can I have it back?
Yes, of course. The blizzard hit. Just when Jilly's dad needed my help the most, the grief of my own dad had felled me. The whiteout engulfed the car. How could he have left me? How could he not be there anymore? A year to the day. That room of his. I'd run up the stairs, pushing in to talk to him, just like any other day. I knew the meeting would have started and there was something I had to say.
Good news. Jilly's hair combings produced fibres which are definitely clothing.
Oh, hi, Mel. Can you sit here, love?
Sorry.
How soon will you have something?
Well, they'll be hard to identify, but I've got a textile trace expert looking at them microscopically.
If they're from McTeer's clothing, that's his appeal gone.
And his accusations against Boyd.
Yeah.
We'll need all McTeer's impounded clothes, Mel, please. Everything he was wearing on the day he was arrested.
Yeah, of course.
How did he get on?
He was relieved. That helped. Yeah.
Good work, Mel.
But listen, there was something. Sorry. He asked to have her St. Christopher back.
Of course. Later, obviously.
No, but it made me realise. I mean, McTeer took souvenirs, didn't he? Taking Jilly's locket was key. So how come she's wearing a St. Christopher she wouldn't be wearing too?
It's possible.
No, but unlikely. Okay, so why didn't he take
Just home? Leave it for now, Mel.
Look, no one questioned it when her body was missing.
We have got more important stuff, Mel.
Or is this the bad news we didn't want? That the locket was never around her neck and wasn't taken by McTeer. Isn't this proof of a total stitcher?
Possible, but it doesn't mean it was Boyd.
But his fingerprint
was... I'm sure that it's not his. It's with an expert right now. Whatever McTeer's defence says, it's a partial and needs careful re-examining. And what you have to get your head around, Mel, is that McTeer is a murdering rapist.
And he deserved whatever happened.
Probably.
This stops now. Mel, you and me talk after this, okay? I said okay.
Okay.
Right. Frankie, any closer to getting a location for the girl?
Well, we've got diatoms and pollen from Jilly's hair, which are not from the lake area, but they are compatible with the trace from the boot print.
Suggesting a location the accomplice must be using and has been using consistently.
Exactly. I mean, look at the map. This is the area near the river, certainly, but it's still a massive area. We need more information to narrow it right down. We'll need to re-examine the nail scrapings and hair combings from the other girls.
Maybe Grace can help you prioritise.
Try this. All the abductions were almost certainly orchestrated by McTeer's accomplice. He was the planner. So we need to take a long, hard look at the first offence.
Rose Gilchrist.
Why?
Because the first, what we call the index offence, is tryout time. He hasn't yet got a totally fixed pattern of behaviour. What will become an elaborate crime sequence in the house has yet to be established.
So they might have taken Rose somewhere before the house.
Exactly.
By the way, Mattia's mum left it to him.
And maybe the other location didn't feel safe enough. And that's when Mattia came up with his mum's old place. A condemned street, what could be less observed?
And with Jilly, because he'd lost McTeer, he had to dispose of her by himself, so maybe he had to take her somewhere before the lake.
Yeah, that fits. I mean, he had to get her ready for dumping. Some of the trace we can't place was on the plastic that he'd wrapped her in.
And was there any of that trace on Rose?
I don't know. Her post-mortem report shows they only used 2 trace combs on her hair. It's not enough. I mean, I'd have used up to 20. And the scrapings from her nails weren't done at all for some reason.
So what could be vital is missing.
There's only one way to rectify this, Spencer.
Exhumation.
Yeah, but no hanging around for red tape. It has got to be quick.
It's a big deal for a maybe.
Well, we found the body, didn't we? It's the only chance we have, and we don't need to move her. I can take samples on site.
Okay, let's get started.
Spencer went to work. He knew exactly who to ring and how to cut every corner. I worked my way down a list of permissions from his list. And then the silence. We were both waiting for callbacks.
I want you to apologise to Frankie, Mel.
Isn't that my job? To ask the questions, however difficult they are.
Do you really think we hadn't already discussed this?
Not with me. I thought I was part of this team.
You are, of course you are.
Well, what, but not included in key conversations? You selected me.
Because of your calibre, because you're ambitious.
Not to be part of a cover-up.
That remark demeans you, Mel.
What, because I don't dress it up?
Because situations can be more complex, and this one's a labyrinth. If you're going to be a great cop, you need to have a deeper understanding of what that means. I would never support a cover-up, even for Boyd. Neither would Frankie.
Frankie. I'm really sorry, I didn't...
We're all knackered. Just forget it.
And sorry, too, about the hand falling apart.
Yeah. Mel, okay.
And that was that. I brought her a coffee and chocolate biscuits, but she had zoned back to her microscope. I waited for the coroner's ring back, stupidly raw, fighting questions of my own. We had to find the abducted girl, Julie Delamere. We had one day left. It weighed on all of us.
So here are the problems. Rose Gilchrist was a runaway and buried before her mother could be found.
Does her mum have to give permission for the exhumation?
Yeah, but they were estranged, so let's hope she doesn't care. She's my next call, but here's the big one. Rose had to be buried at the cost of the local council, so she's in a public grave with 2 others. Both were Jane Doe's.
What?
Neither were identified. Oh. Records show the plot, but not the order the coffins were placed in the grave.
Okay, so you just dig till you get the right one?
If we dig and hit one of the others first, we don't have authority to move it out of the way.
So what are we going to do?
Get the mum's permission. Start digging and pray.
Straight after the exhumation, I'll need your help, Mel.
Of course. What's all this?
Rape scripts.
Oh.
When a rape victim is interviewed, everything they can remember about what their attacker said is recorded and analysed. These are all victims in the year before Rose Gilchrist. They'd have been offending well before her. These offenders build.
So some of these might be earlier victims.
Exactly. And finding where they were offending might give us clues about McTeer's accomplice. Early offences are usually close to home.
Which might be where he's keeping Julie.
He uses certain words, and that's what I'm looking for. Or any patterns in victims' accounts.
Have you found anything?
No, not yet. I need help to go through these transcripts. And if we find some matches, it gives us geography.
Okay. What's the matter?
I blew it. Trying to rush it, making assumptions.
Rose's mum said no.
I thought the call would do it, but she went into meltdown. Her name's Sam Gilchrist. She works in a McDonald's and she's on shift right now. Here's the address.
Me?
Right now, please.
You want me to talk her into an exhumation while she's flipping burgers?
You've got to persuade her. No's not an option. I'll be waiting to hear
now,
from
you. Why am I getting these jobs? Because I'm a woman.
Because you're good at it. Here's the file. If there was ever a moment to make your mark, Mel, this is it. I found an officer to help you. Sergeant Ros Coolridge. She acted as liaison for the mum when Rose disappeared.
No. I don't need any help, really.
She spent time with Rose's mum.
Oh, get her to do it.
I can't. She doesn't entirely agree with what we're doing.
Oh, great.
I'm relying on you, Mel. Please.
Sorry, Mel. I know this is awkward.
DC Jordan says you've got reservations.
Look, it was hard on Sam. Rose hadn't been in touch with her for years. She was a bit of a tearaway.
Well, perhaps she needed her mum to try a bit harder. What kind of mother just gives up?
Please don't judge her, Mel.
Right, well, I'm here to assess the facts. You're here to brief me.
And to help you with my knowledge. So I'm asking you, is this really necessary? You're digging up her daughter on some off chance.
He's got a young woman, Roz, just like Rose. We're trying to save her. We might just find the missing link. So yes, it's a real gamble, but it's all we have.
Sam is just getting over it all. She's finally working again. She's stopped drinking. You wade in now and you'll rip it open all over again.
What grief for a daughter she'd given up on?
That's the worst grief of all. She fights her guilt every day.
And you're such an expert on guilt. Sorry, gotta go.
Give your mum a ring, Mel. She worries about you. Last night
I was here. I'm too busy to check in. Anyway, what's the problem? You were with her, weren't you?
I'm coming with you.
No, I'm doing this on my own. Sam won't listen to me if you're there. She might just find that helping us helps her.
Talk to me later. Please.
Dad only died a year ago, Roz. How could you? How could either of you? It was unforgivable. Carrying my life into my job, into someone else's terrible day. I tried to focus. The street was a snowdrift with a clear channel to the shop doors. Even as I walked, it filled in again. Inside was steamy warm, the bonding born of extreme weather. Every eye flicked towards me. A uniform can only mean bad news.
Sam? Sam Gilchrist?
I'm working. I can't talk.
Please.
Not here, right? Wait out back. See me with a cop and they'll think I'm in trouble.
Okay, thank you.
Look, I'll make sure you don't get in trouble. I'll explain.
No.
Who's your boss?
Listen, and listen carefully. Why would you hire a woman whose daughter got murdered? She's going to be trouble, right? So easier not to. Plenty want this job, so I haven't told them. I'm not telling them, and neither are you. I just want to be left alone, to just be me again. And it's been happening. I've made it better. But now this. Look, don't try and persuade me, and don't make a scene.
I can't persuade you, but I can ask you to listen.
It's done. He went down for life. At least I have that. But he took her with him before we had a chance to make things right. She's at peace now. No more, okay? No one goes near my Rose
anymore. Another
girl's
gone, Sam.
I don't want
to know. Rose's killer had a partner. He started again. He's abducted another girl.
No.
We think Rose may have some material in her hair and in her nails that was missed before. A clue to where he took them both. One of the other girls had some, and we need to know more, Sam. Please,
no.
Listen. We think we've got time to save her.
Don't ask me this.
I have to. It's our only hope.
Four girls were taken after Rose, and each time the police, the press, people, I went through it again and again.
Her name is Julie. Her mum's in the same hell as you. I met her the night Julie disappeared, and now she's dreading the knock on the door and all the missing ahead of her. She's already going through a life they won't share together.
That's what he takes.
So help us to stop him, or one day soon, Sam, you'll find out Julie's dead and you'll know and never forget that you might have changed that.
You're no older than she was. How could you possibly...
Guilt is such a poison, Sam. Forgive yourself right now. She'd want you to. Do this instead for Rose. Please. I couldn't wait to get out of there. I knew what I'd done. Poor Sam. Her life had been vandalised, every window broken. It's a dark, frozen river and I'd taken her back there. To save her life, maybe. To damage Sam's more, without question. I'd borrowed Frankie's car and sat inside with a coffee and steadied myself. Automatically, I flicked the windscreen wipers and the blade shifted two great folds of snow. I caught my breath. The screen had frozen over since I'd left the car and flakes had settled on top. But in the rime frost on the glass, someone had scratched a single word, big, jagged handwriting. bitch. It had frozen solid and then covered. My heart thudded. McTeer's accomplice, and he'd followed me, waited for me to leave the car, could have waited for me to come back, could have grabbed me just now, just as he had Julie.
Mel, great. Okay, brief it.
No, Spencer, wait.
Frankie?
Spencer.
The floor is fine,
this is
by
important.
The way. 300 quid extra. Thanks, Mel.
Spencer.
What? Okay, what's the score?
No?
Nothing. It's okay, later.
Right, paperwork's all sorted and we have a local authority guy attending. So let's make sure he's kept at a distance until we're sure where Rose's coffin is. Mel, the mini digger will need access.
Yeah, get him to take the topsoil only. The ground's not frozen after 2 feet, but leave the final 6 inches and I'll do the rest by hand.
We need a tent as well,
Mel. Oh, and tarps to screen it all off.
Mel, what's the matter?
So I told her. Every detail. The word was bitch. He was right there, Grace. He dares to get that close. I should tell Frankie.
No, oh no, Mel, not yet. Look, Spencer's taking no chances. She's totally safe right now, and she doesn't want to have a head full of this. Leave it, please. I'll talk to Spencer.
Grace, the word. Was it meant for me?
No. You were in Frankie's car, Mel. Forensics nailed McTeer for Jilly. That's why Frank is getting it. Targeting her is his not guilty appeal.
We'll dig on by hand now.
Okay. All right, stop!
Grace told me, Mel. Don't worry. Until we get this guy, there's a security detail on everyone.
Okay.
And I'd like some officers specifically patrolling the exhumation site and area, Spencer. We're looking for a lone male taking far too much interest in this.
He wouldn't dare come here, would he?
Oh, he'd feel this was all about him. He was part of Rose's death, even if McTeer physically killed her. Police needing to do an exhumation after all this time just shows how his power continues. And he's a performer. He'd get a kick out of the danger of being here. The card to Boyd, what he did to Frankie's car with her clothes. The word on the windscreen?
Yeah, but watching us dig up one of his victims.
It all inflicts fear. And that's his big thing.
I'll have officers all over. Don't tell Frankie. Mel, assign a PC to Mr. Local Authority. Make sure he's under control.
Okay.
Oh, no. Look over there.
And there's more arriving. Who the hell are they?
Press.
Oh.
If he's told them, he could well be here. I'll deal with this, Mel. You head off the press.
Well, what do I say?
Be formal. Make something up. Make it good. Frighten them. Get some tips on Frankie.
Okay, quiet, quiet, please. This is an official warning. This site is now closed to anyone but official personnel. Step right back from the cordon. Please, please. This is a poor young woman's graveside. Show some respect.
We were rung and informed of Rose Gilchrist's exhumation and told that it would lead to McTeer's release.
Well, that call, of course, was a hoax. Look, we can't begin our work with you here, so please leave or you will be arrested. Thank you. They left. I looked into the tree-lined darkness beyond the lights for the gravesite and wondered if he was watching.
Oh, okay, we're there. Scrape it all off the top, Mel.
Can you tell who
well,
it is?
I'm just clearing the brass plate. Can you pass me the torch?
Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
Female unknown, known to God.
It's a Jane Doe, and we have no authority to move her. Just look, carry on as if it's the right one.
Yeah, but Rose's underneath.
Well, let's hope so.
Well, so look, we could jemmy this plaque off, dig down, get the plaque off Rose's and show that to the guy. Once he thinks we've got the right coffin, he'll bugger off and we can get them both home.
Oh, that idea, Mel, might just be too late.
Frankie, what? Mr. Collingwood has observed you've unearthed the coffin.
Yeah, I'm sorry to report it's not Rose.
I've got a plan. We could dig another grave right next to this one. Past this one until we're below it and level with Rose's coffin.
Then we could excavate between the bottom of this coffin and the top of Rose's. Then I'll remove the side panel of Rose's coffin and do the sampling right here in the grave.
All right, I'll tell him.
That means we have to get inside the coffin.
Well, we can manage. You'll just have to help me.
Okay, of course.
He says okay. Okay. He's happy and queasy, which helps.
Let's do this.
Okay. I heard your lot saying that sick bastard's out here, right?
And then she told me about the mirror. How she'd seen the words emerging from the steam.
He'd been there before, Mel. He'd planned it. I mean, just writing on a mirror doesn't work. I know the physics. He wrote those words in soap. He knew it was the bathroom that I used. He knew you can't see the letters until the mirror steams up. He knew I'd be the one to read them. It said, time to pay, bitch.
Why haven't you told anyone?
It's Grace's house. She's only just got her daughter back. She'd have cops all over it and it could ruin things for her.
Look, it's about me and I've moved out.
Mel!
Forget it, okay? Don't tell him.
Mel, Rose's mom just arrived. Rose rang. Just deal with her, please.
Rose, how could you?
I didn't bring her. She rang me, Mel. She wouldn't be dissuaded.
Okay, so let me deal with it and then you can take over. Let's try and make this work, yeah? Sam was standing in the snow, a thin jacket and her misery wrapped tightly around her. How rapidly she'd left work, just stopping for a small bunch of white roses from a supermarket.
I want you to stop. Please, make him stop.
We can't, Sam. You gave your permission.
I've changed my mind,
I'm
Mel,
sorry.
Please.
I'm sorry, we can't reverse it for all the good and important reasons.
This is so...
unbearable. I know, I'm so sorry. Please, just let Roz take you home.
I want to say goodbye. I want to see her.
You can't, Sam.
I want to put these in her coffin.
Photos.
Just the baby in my arms. And this, her and her best friend.
When was this taken?
They just got back. The airport, just hours before she was gone.
Let me do this for you. And the flowers. Rose isn't there, Sam. Please, keep your memories safe. Come on, love. Come on, come with me.
By the way, Mel, there was a press guy taking photos and a long lens on a mountain bike.
Where?
South entrance, camo jacket.
Spence!
Dark beanie.
No one. He's gone.
Here. Mountain bike tire tracks.
Sokol urgently to South Gate.
And his boot print.
You sure?
It's him.
Let's get started with Rose.
Well, this photo may help. Her mum just gave it to me. It was taken a few hours before she was snatched.
Yeah, those are the clothes that he left lying on the bed.
Yeah.
Look. Nail varnish, that might help us with the nails. And check this out, she's wearing flip-flops.
That's why there were no shoes with her clothes. They must have fallen off in the struggle.
She'd have been barefoot wherever they took her. But the post-mortem didn't take toenail samples. They could be the most revealing of all. Well done, Mel.
Yeah? Okay, thanks. Thanks, Frankie. We were lowered into the grave-shaped pit dug deep alongside the coffins. For a moment, panic rose like water. Dank walls towered above us like a mineshaft framing darkness.
Okay, come on, Mel. Gently.
All right,
just lean right over. Hold the bag for me.
Okay. The Sokos had removed the side panel of Rose's coffin. Her arms were crossed over her chest. A collection of bones barely held together by skin. I had to help Frankie lean in and collect each fingertip and nail.
Okay, the toes will be easier.
But her hair was harder.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, yes. This happens if the body is old. Sorry. Just seal it all in the bag. I'll do it in the lab.
Just let me put the photos in and the flowers.
Well, I have to hang on to the airport photo, but the baby pic and the roses, okay, and then I'll get them to close up.
Okay. Rose, These are for you. They're from your mum. She misses you.
Okay, the samples taken from Rose and the trace in the new boot prints definitely match what we had from Jilly. Both girls had picked up debris in their hair and nails from the same unidentified location, and the trace from Rose's toenails was the best. It helps us to get really specific. Normal soil particles have jagged edges, okay? While river silt fragments get smoothed off from constant buffeting in the water.
This is what we've got here. A loamy silt particular to an area of the Thames where they regularly dredge.
And we also found calcification of minerals and lime wash from an old sort of plaster. Victorian, almost certainly.
And this is bacterial, with various forms of algae and diatoms found within the lime wash. It could, for instance, be from an outside wall, a boathouse, a cellar, or any building with fluctuating levels of water. Say, near marshy ground.
You've got that map, Mel.
Yeah.
Right, now the breakthrough stuff.
Right. After the war, the Home Office mapped every bomb dropped on London.
The Germans used an explosive called amatol. We found trace of it on Rose Gilchrist and in the mould and lime plaster.
So we're looking for a building with a cellar or near the river which was close to an explosion during the Blitz.
So we look for areas of bomb damage in the right geological area.
Yeah, but bomb damage was really common.
But these specifics, the pollens, diatoms, microfossils, will help us narrow it right down.
So one of our girls clawed at the wall or laid her head against it?
Every contact leaves a trace.
They brought the location to us, almost as good as a postcode. I'll give you an overlay showing where the water table rises.
And we're looking for occupants who've been living there for the period spanning the five murders and until now?
You can eliminate families. He'd be living alone as a lodger or possibly with a partner.
Surely a partner would know.
A partner or a wife would probably be the last to know.
He'd rape and kill and go home to his wife.
Most psychopaths only behave psychopathically for a short burst, Mel. The rest of the time, they're highly functioning.
We got to work. And then I told them about Frankie's message.
You were right to tell us, Mel. Frankie couldn't keep this to herself. This is a worrying progression.
He told her it was time to pay.
He could act on this shortly.
It's an escalation. You need to keep Frankie safe at all times.
Frankie was safe, but as she said, maybe there was no such thing. And the word was out. We were knocking on doors. We were closing in.
If you get refused entry or have suspicions or doubts, just back off and report.
We need to have a quick look at your cellar. It's just a safety precaution.
Excuse me, police. Sorry to bother you. We've discovered a danger of toxic emissions.
We just need entry to your property. We'll try not to disturb you. Is that okay?
We just need entry into your cellar just to make sure that everything is absolutely fine. Is that okay?
Hey, Spence.
Where are you?
Boughton Lane. One house left. She's not answering the door.
Okay. Get back here now.
Well, I'll give it one more try.
Mel, I said...
I'll get right back, sir. Hello, police? Mrs. Perriman? I saw you in the window. Hi. Hello. Excuse me, there's nothing to be alarmed about. We just need to have a look.
I know. My friend rang. She's in the other street. We haven't got a cellar.
Oh, but all the houses in this street have cellars.
Not ours. They had it filled in when they did the kitchen extension. Before our time, so if that's all...
Who else lives here, please?
My husband, or did. He's moved out. We're separated.
Oh, have you got his address?
No, and I don't want it. And don't go stirring up trouble. Is this about the cellar or what?
You're going somewhere.
Yeah, holiday. And I've got a plane to catch. Here's my cab. Look, he won't wait. It's snowing, so... You don't mind?
Listen, I might have something.
Where are you, Mel?
This woman said the cellar was filled in for a kitchen extension. She's just left for the airport, but she's got far too many bags.
What else?
I don't know. It's just a... It's a gut feeling.
Yeah, well, leave those at home. All good hunches are based on facts. Need you around here. Now.
I'm going to check it out. Okay, torch. Right. Kitchen extension, okay. Hang on. There's railings here. There's outside steps. Two. Cellar. Oh, God, there's lots of footprints. Melted, frozen. Oh, careful. Careful, black ice. Fresh snow. Oh, sorry, Spence. Okay. Bolt.
There.
And a lock. Oh, things are so cold. It's hard to see. Oh. Oh. Dropped it. Oh. Oh. Right. Total darkness. Okay. So why had she said they'd filled it in? She was in a hurry to leave and didn't want the cops holding her up? That sound. I fumbled carefully for a light switch. I found it. Nothing. I found my torch. I shone it through my frozen breath and bumped into an electric light fitting. The bulb was taken out. That sound again. I shone the torch into the blackness. Another door. And above the beam, the sound moved forward and jumped a cat. It skittered past me and into the light, into the snow. It was gone. Oh, oh, my heart pounded so fast I felt faint. Oh, as I moved forward towards the other door, the sound of footsteps above. Spencer. 415 over. It's Mel. Spencer, please. Please. Oh, God, there's no signal. Who's there? Police, identify yourself.
In episode 4 of The Unforgiven by Barbara Machin, Mel was played by Claire Goose, Grace by Sue Johnston, Frankie Holly Aird, Spencer Will Johnson, Astrid Frances Barber, Kate Kerry Goodison, Clive Bristow Simon Shepherd, Roz Coolridge Amber Arga, Sam Gilchrist Claire Louise Cordwell, and the reporter, Ryan Early. The Unforgiven was directed by Allegra McElroy.